I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Okay. Hello, all you Sheffield Wednesday fans out there. Donald Trump here. You are listening to the Owl Stalk Podcast.
Oh, no. your turn.
Owl's Talk.
I can't even see how long it's left.
7 minutes.
You've got to get higher every time. That's the idea, isn't it?
Okay. Right.
Are you ready?
People are skipping this one.
I don't blame them.
Owl's Talk.
Higher.
Owl's Talk. Talk.
Go on.
Owls Talk.
I think that's your limit. That's your ceiling. Oh dear.
It's for the best.
Longest intro music ever.
Owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to
Owls Talk FM. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Owls Talk FM podcast.
It's not on radio.
FM.
It's still
FM,
not on radio.
FM. I'll keep drilling that into people's heads. That it's
did you
FM.
Actually give the guy the instructions of what to say?
Yeah. I said, like, make sure you say Owls Talk FM.
Right. Okay. 106.9 or something.
I just don't know. Do you know the postcode of Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah. S61SW.
SW, that's it. Sheffield Wednesday. One Sheffield Wednesday.
Do you know the postcode of the training ground?
No. Go on.
I think it's S61TF.
For training ground.
Training facility?
Training facility.
We always remembered it as Trevor Francis for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. He cost us... the Premiership, that man, didn't he? We'll not go there. So, welcome back to the Owl Talk podcast, listeners. And we have been away for about 17 years, I think. Something like that, James.
Yeah. Well, we've recorded loads of episodes in the meantime, haven't we? This is now our 136th episode.
Episode 136. The rest of them are limited edition and in secret archives that you can only listen to if you pay us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, let's just introduce ourselves. I'm Neil. That's it. And then you introduce yourself.
I'm James, and yeah, that's it.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where football chat comes last.
So, what's been... I just picked up a sticker and it says, hate sucks.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I found that to be true on many an occasion. So... what's been happening?
Have you been going to a Pride event or something? Because that's a rainbow sticker.
It is a rainbow sticker.
It is Pride weekend, isn't it?
Hashtag hate sucks. Hate sucks. Need to go and find hate, whoever she is. So, what's been happening while we've been away? And where have we been? Where have we been?
We've disappeared into a black hole. I think the last time we recorded was September last year.
Jesus.
Back in Toolmaker's studio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a great setup, that, with our own little desk.
Yeah.
And chairs and everything. Whereas we're back, I'm just getting my pants in my kitchen again. Back to the kitchen.
Yeah, so somebody suggested live streaming.
That is not advisable.
You do not want to see what... I need some eye bleach.
We do not need a video podcast to this whatsoever.
No.
So September was the last one.
Yeah, so there's been nearly a whole season.
Full season. We missed a season. But they're on the secret podcast, remember?
Oh yeah.
Wink, wink.
That's it, yeah.
So we're back and we're on form. Well, we're not on form because we've got to figure out all this equipment again. Yeah. It's like I've got all my jingles and my jingle button, but I still don't know how they work. Hang on.
And then there's another lad at Cardiff Owl, all times posting on it like, get the old lady rocking. What old lady? There ain't even any old ladies on it.
Old lady rocking?
Yeah.
That's a saying that winds people up. Why does it wind people up? I don't get it.
It's referring to Hillsborough Ground as the old lady, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it an old lady? Or is it an esteemed gentleman of the Privy Press?
I think it could be either. Whatever you want it to be.
I'm so ill, but I'm doing this podcast, and I've just realised, I'm glad I've got just pants on, because my testy bag is so sweaty. I mean, it's properly sweaty.
It's rather warm in here.
It's very warm. I can't put the fan on because it'll do this. Hang on. Nope. No mains. No electricity to the fan. We're going to sweat it out.
Do you know what I've just realised?
Go on.
This conversation is exactly the conversation we've had every podcast.
It is. We need some air-conditioned facilities. That's what we need.
We need some new content, some new jingles.
Yeah, we definitely need all of that.
Definitely some new conversation and possibly new presenters.
Yeah, definitely that. So it's been a full season. What's happened? You're going to recap on what's happened?
Well, old Carlos, it was up in the air as to whether he was staying, wasn't it?
People actually calling for his head when he's got the football club's second highest win ratio of any football manager to have worked at Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still wanted him gone. Who are these people?
People are idiots. We know that.
Yeah, who are these people? Who are they?
But yeah, we got into the playoff semis.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's as far as I went.
Fizzled out again, didn't it? But not to worry.
Do you know, it's weird. This is why people have been a bit annoyed with it, because I think last season seemed like a bit of a step back in terms of entertainment, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so a more solid defensive football.
Yeah.
But less spectacular.
But our attacking play, we caught everyone by surprise in the season before.
I'll tell you what caught me by surprise.
Go on.
Grotbags is dead.
Grotbags
is dead. Grotbags is dead. Can you believe that? She must have only been like, what, 50? Something like that.
I don't know. She's older than that, isn't she?
Don't know. When was she on TV with Emu and that?
Surely she was 50 when she was doing Grotbags in the 80s.
No, I thought she looked about her 30s, so that would make her 50. 60.
Yeah.
I need to look this up. Hang on. Just fill for me while I've just put how old was Grotbags when she died.
Yeah. Well, if you remember, she used to sing some ridiculous songs every episode. She always had a little singing piece. And she was followed around by that guy in the worst crocodile costume you've ever seen.
What was the name of that character?
Was it just Croc or something?
Probably.
I can't remember.
So, yeah, she was 74 when she died, apparently.
Yeah, so not 50 then.
No, but you know, 50 in my eyes. So yeah, I might see if I can find some on YouTube while we're chatting.
What, some of Croc?
It must have been Croc.
I'm sure it was.
Must have been Croc. Don't give me no bad news. Here she is. Hang on. This is for Grotbags, who's dead. No bad news. That's Croc. Now when I wake up in the afternoon, which pleases me to do, don't nobody bring me no bad news. Yeah, that's enough of that.
Was it in her contract to sing a song every episode?
It must have been.
It must have been.
Must have been.
And to hit Croc with a little stick thing.
Yeah. I bet Owen Morrison was inside that costume.
Yeah. I bet. Hiding away after he went to the wrong half of the city.
Oh,
and then there's another lad at Cardiff Owl, all times posting on it like, get the old lady rocking. What old lady? There ain't even any old ladies on it.
See, old lady rocking.
We've already done that bit.
Yeah, but like, when was that established as a saying? It must have been about 10 years ago.
I blame Alstalk.
10 years ago, started. It kind of picked up on there, didn't it? About get the old lady rocking.
It was the old Cardiff Owl thing, wasn't it? And
That makes me wonder. Like, you know, when say like someone comes up with an idea for a new chant football song, and then they do it at the match, and then it takes off. And then it takes off nationally, and then it takes off globally. Wonder what that person feels like to have his idea sang like that.
Well, to be fair, it'll be the person who invents the actual song, which is usually a song that's been in the charts or something.
Yeah, yeah, but like...
like Seven Nation Army and stuff like that.
Yeah, so like that, that's cool anyway for that songwriter. But then the guy that thought of it as like as a football thing and then just did it one afternoon at the match.
Yeah.
And then it just takes off and takes off across the world. You know what I mean? Watches it on the World Cup and his idea's there.
It'll be full of pride.
Yeah. Or even if it weren't a famous pop song and he just made something mad up.
That'd be better.
Yeah, that would be better. That would be better. So, yeah.
But people aren't original.
No. I'd like to know, did the get the old lady rocking thing first? That'd be interesting to know.
Yeah, if you do know, post on the forums and tell us.
So let's go through Owls Talk. So owlstalk.co.uk is Sheffield Wednesday fan forum.
Yep.
It's been going since...
2002.
Yeah, Jesus.
You posted on there the other day about the bad season that we had in 2002-2003.
Oh, yeah.
And my thought was that was the year that Owls Talk was formed. Is it a coincidence?
Potentially. It's a bit like when the band plays, isn't it, and we lose.
Yeah.
Because that's a fact.
I mean, when they're not in Leeds.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm goddamn serious.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a woman?
So, as you can tell, I'm still getting used to pressing all these buttons because like, I've not done this for so long since, well, apart from the secret ones we did, for so long that I'm still trying to get used to this. So, sorry, listeners, if I keep randomly pressing mad buttons and that. But it's just how it is.
You've always done that anyway.
Yeah, that is true. So, what else has been happening?
Well... we've had a nice summer. We've actually made a signing as soon as the window opened.
Tommy Boyd,
yeah.
Tommy Boyd, who used to be on Children's ITV.
Yeah.
He's grown a beard now, and now he's playing football.
Of talk radio fame.
That's it. And now he's Jesus lookalike.
Now, I don't think he's here for the football. I think he's come to improve the commentary on a match day on the new Wednesday player.
I hadn't seen Wednesday player for ages.
It's changed. It's I Follow this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that because, like, a new deal or something that's happened?
Yes. Is it? It's a big, big company that supplies, like, all the big American sports and stuff.
Oh, yeah? Is that going to make it better?
Live games. And if you're abroad, you can actually watch the game live on your internet streams.
That's fantastic. That's what everyone's been waiting for, to be fair.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio yesterday, and there was a big thing about these Cody streams and the Cody boxes and stuff, and how the government's looking to clamp down and send people to prison for watching Aston Villa versus Southampton.
Yeah, well, apparently you can sign up to iFollow if you've got a VPN, but who would condone that, eh?
Hmm, that's interesting. So is that happening this season then?
Yeah, from this season. So live games as they played, and then I think replays of the full games are available from midday the day after.
What was that? Email.
You've got an email.
Jesus. Ignore that. It'll be Carlos again asking me to play up front.
Has it been Carlos that's been calling people recently?
Well, I don't know, because on Owls Talk there's been a thread where there's been someone calling on behalf of the club, and it for the first time it sounds like they've not tried selling anything. They've just rang up to ask them how they are.
Yeah. Hello. How are you?
Which is like a bit weird, isn't it? So,
how you feel? Got a bit of an headache, have you?
But how weird is that to get your thoughts and opinions? I wonder what that's going to do in terms of what they're looking to shape and things.
It does sound odd, doesn't it? First, when I saw like people calling on behalf of the club, I thought of like the Owls Foundation, because that used to happen every summer.
Yeah.
And it seems like nobody says that they're selling the Owls Foundation or anything like that. So.
No. It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
Weird one. If anyone's had that, by the way, just go on owlstalk.co.uk and just let us know, because it'd be interesting to know what that is and why.
I want to know what questions have been asked.
Yeah, same. Let's ask that question on the forums and see what's going on. It's very strange, that.
Apparently somebody on Owls Talk has expressed concerns about parking.
And the pedestrianisation of Norwich. So what's going on with the Wednesday night car park then?
That's... as I understand it, the lease has been extended through to the end of December.
Okay.
So permits for kind of like half a season have gone on sale for it, I think.
Yeah.
And then after that, the landowners have the right of terminating the lease within 40 days notice or something, 45 days notice.
So they can't sell like a half season ticket for next season then, or anything like that?
Well, they can for the first half.
Yeah, but not for the second.
But not for the second. But... okay. It's apparently it's envisaged that the car park won't last until the end of the season because right. they're going to develop it.
And how many spaces are in there then normally?
Hundreds.
Cool.
Don't know exactly.
That's going to be carnage when that shuts down.
It is, but there's plenty of places to park.
Not on my street, hopefully.
Do you know what? Every match day, I walk past the Middlewood Park and Ride.
Yeah.
And it's empty every match day.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's literally like 5 minutes walk from the ground.
Yeah, it don't make no sense, does it?
And it's cheaper than the Wednesday night car park, I think.
Ooh. See, I don't know, because like, everywhere I... when as soon as you get close to the ground, it's just like, that's it, innit? Bottleneck and carnage and that.
Yeah.
Further away, I don't know. I don't know.
And let's face it, getting out of the Wednesday night car park's been a nightmare.
Yeah, that is true. But even so, like, if you're going to displace 100, you know, cars and that, there's got to go somewhere.
More than that, a couple of hundred at least.
Yeah, they've got to go somewhere, haven't they?
Yeah. The main concern is for disabled people. Yeah. There's a lot of disabled spots in there.
Can you remember a time before the Wednesday night car park?
I remember when DC Cook was on that land.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't. What was it?
It was a car showroom, Nissan car showroom place.
Was it?
Yeah.
Cool. I remember Charlie Brown's on the corner. That's well, that's always been there, hasn't it? And then, interesting. It'd be interesting to see what happens when that closes down then.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owls Talk FM.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've had like the most phlegmy week of my entire life, which is why I'm like a bit under the weather today. But like, I hope you don't catch it. But yeah.
Well, when we started recording, I realised that my hay fever's playing up. So if I sneeze, then
I'll so you do sneeze it over and I'll you. Phlegm all over the microphones. Just leave them dripping.
Yeah.
Like some mad cum slut. Jesus. Edits.
Well, that escalated quickly.
It did. Turned into Bukkake Pop podcast. Jesus.
There's a niche there.
Hey, there is actually. Let's get that started up. So this season then, what do you anticipate coming up on this podcast?
Oh, we're going to do a podcast this season. Okay, right. Yeah, we're going to try and do weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this season, I think we should have more fun and games on a podcast. We've already been asked not to do Marwood or Yarwood again.
See, I can't remember Marwood versus Yarwood. I can't remember what that is. I'll tell you what we'll do. It might be worth if we do what you said you were going to do, like, and just, like, chop up some bits from the last batch of podcasts.
Yeah, well, what I was going to do before we did this was just cut out some and do a little best of compilation.
Yeah.
But then I realised that best of would be stretching it.
The highlight compilation. Just one highlight.
The worst of.
Have you been listening to the Wednesday Week podcast?
I haven't recently, to be honest, no.
Give our shout-outs to our brothers and sisters over there on the Wednesday Week, sponsored by the
Riverside Cafe.
The Riverside Cafe. Do you go in there still?
Occasionally, yeah.
Me too.
It's all right.
I thoroughly endorse their breakfasts.
Oh, it's amazing.
Their big breakfasts, which is nice.
What are the sausages like now?
I don't agree with them.
we've had this conversation before.
I mean, I don't sit arguing with them. I don't like just saying... I fundamentally disagree with you, Mr. Sausage. I just mean I think that's the bit that's letting them down.
Yeah.
I think if they had a more quality sausage...
A more meaty sausage.
Yeah, a more one with more substantial sausages.
Yeah.
Can't say that. Substantial sausages. I think that would be a winner. I used to like
the rest of the breakfast is ace.
Although I did used to like their doorstep toast.
Yeah.
And it's gone. It's now
just, has it?
Yeah, it's thinner.
Oh no.
Or at least it was the last couple of times I've been down.
Oh, I'm not having that.
So we need to stage a protest.
A dirty one.
Yeah, a dirty, dirty protest. But yeah. No, I've not really listened to Wednesday Week much. I need to catch up with them guys.
I understand that Victoria's got engaged.
Has she?
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations to Victoria on the Wednesday Week podcast for getting engaged.
Yeah. And Eddie's still Eddie.
Sadly. No, he's all right. So yeah, this season we'll try and cover as much as we can and do the usual stuff and then
talk about your Bukkake podcast again.
Splashtastic. So yeah, and then we'll just I guess take it week by week. But should we get some new jingles done?
I think we need to. Yeah, I think we definitely need to.
Let's have a listen to one for the last time then.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where eyeballs smell of chicken.
Are we going to keep that or lose that?
That's a classic Owls Talk saying.
This is the problem, yeah. This one?
Fuck off, Bez.
That's definitely an Owls Talk classic saying.
We're going to keep that one.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the cretins.
There's so much history here that we'll be giving away.
Yeah, but we can get more done and have variety.
Yeah, we can get rid of the old lady rocking one because that just causes way too much controversy.
And then there's another lad, massive boom, all the time just posting about dancing and horse riding. I can't take horse riding anymore. I don't want to hear about horse riding. Look at my look, I've got blood on my hand now.
That's such a random thing, but if for anyone that doesn't know, that's Jevs, who is an Owls Talk poster.
Jam sandwich.
And a member who's been around since the very first day of Owls Talk, I guess. And he had a bit of a mental breakdown on YouTube and just streamed it live and smashed his hand up.
He should do that again.
Yeah,
he should give us more content.
Should definitely do that again.
If anybody else fancies having a mental breakdown, record it and send us the audio so we can use it.
Breakdown cast.
Speaking of horse riding, which was on that.
Yeah.
Next week, Steve is Thursday at the Chesterfield training ground and Friday horse riding.
You see, he doesn't have much variety in his life, does he, that lad?
No. I was just reading his Merge Mega thread.
Yeah.
Steve's Merge update thread in the dressing room section, and it's basically turned into like his to-do list, bless him.
Has it? I'm going to sit there. Let me introduce you properly.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At All Said.
So, I forgot he said At All Said at the end. Yeah, so Steve's next horse riding. No horse riding next Wednesday. Return next Friday, 2:45 p.m.
Very specific.
This is the update before the one I read earlier.
Yeah.
Steve's next Chesterfield training ground. Return next Thursday.
What does he do at the Chesterfield training ground?
He helps out there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what, but... And Steve's next doctor, next Friday.
Excellent.
9:05 a.m.
He's got a busy Friday coming up by the looks of it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hi, people. I'm back cooking again. Today, I've been asked by someone to make a bacon and egg sandwich. Yes, a bacon and egg sandwich.
Yes.
Yes.
A bacon and egg sandwich.
Hi, people.
Yes, a bacon and egg sandwich. Kids Good Cooking's made it onto Harry Hill on national TV.
To make a bacon and egg sandwich. I think we should all go on there and request the most simple recipe that's even more simple than a bacon and egg sandwich.
Well, she has done some quite basic stuff and messed it up, to be fair. You know, like water, a cup of water.
How can you mess up a cup of water?
All right, I'm exaggerating. She's never cooked a cup of water. I lied for comedy effect.
It wasn't funny.
Backfired terribly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a new sign-in. Carlos is here still. We're looking for new players.
We weren't sure Carlos was going to be here, but he's still here.
Yeah, looking for some new players. It's like when we're doing this, the 7th of July today.
Yeah.
And I just hope that we get players in early.
So the transfer window has been open a week.
Yeah, but like a lot of clubs and a lot of players don't sign, do they, until like the season's actually started, which is weird because I can never get my head around that because it leads to such inconsistencies at Sheffield Wednesday that...
It's like gelling a team together. It's at the last minute.
Yeah, it's like playing catch up all the time, and then you obviously do your new signings in January, and off you go again.
What it does mean is Owls Talk becomes some kind of hovel of weird transfer rumours.
Yeah.
And speculation.
The funniest thing about that, though, is obviously people just coming up with some nutty stuff. I don't know where they get it from. I really don't know where. They must sit in the bedroom and be like, I know, let's just say that he's signing for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they might just ask a simple question like, I wonder if he's available. And then the reaction to it, on Twitter especially, is like...
All those Twitter accounts of transfer rumours that people just make up, and then it gets retweeted millions of times because people are stupid.
But say if someone posts something on House Talk about a new signing or something like that, and it might not be true, or it's just a guess, or it's just a question, absolute meltdown in reaction to it.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, whoa, like, why are you making up these stupid lies? It's like, well, it's a forum, it's what it's for.
Well, yeah, about stuff.
Yeah, you've got the official site for all your official stuff, and the forum's just for made-up stuff. It's all it's opinion and questions and commentary and discussion.
Like the guy that thought that the turnstiles being painted blue and yellow steps meant that we were going to have a blue and yellow shirt this season.
Which, to be fair, that's not a bad guess.
No.
But I don't think it's anything to do with the steps getting painted yellow at the turnstiles. No. Why would you coordinate? Imagine like if you'd done that with the orange and black one. And you had orange doors.
Yeah.
It looked like the introduction to some marmalade factory.
I'm sure some clubs have done that, you know, in the past.
What, coordinated the turnstiles to the kit?
Yeah.
I don't know. The thing is, they change like three times a year anyway, these kits, don't they? So.
Well, that's the other thing. People are desperate to see what the new kit looks like. And we've had the third kit, the celebratory, like, 150th kit already revealed, haven't we?
Yeah.
White and gold.
Yeah.
And it's not a stretch to say that we're going to have a blue kit with white sleeves, probably, and some kind of yellow trim.
Yeah.
Or gold trim.
Yeah. I wonder how much it's going to cost. See the Man United one? I think it was like £90 for the shirt.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But as well, when are they going to release it? Because Owls in the Park's been pushed back to September now.
When is it normally? August?
Yeah. It's usually like beginning of August, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Hmm.
So, yeah, Owls in the Park pushed back to the actual 150th anniversary, or the day before the actual anniversary.
Do you think they'll release the new kit then, or before?
They've got to release it before the season started.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool.
So they must have to release it before.
That's mad, when you think about it. I wonder why they've done that.
It is for the anniversary thing, isn't it? It's the club was incepted on the 4th of September. Owls in the Park is going to be on Sunday the 3rd. There was a rumour that there was going to be a friendly on the 2nd.
Yeah.
But I can't see there being a friendly in season.
Nah, that'd be mad.
But we're not arranged, or we're not announced, a marquee friendly yet as well, which is more speculation that's been going on Owls Talk.
Who would you have as a pre-season friendly if you could have anyone?
Bassett Law Rovers.
Do you remember that? Was it Steel City Cup that we used to have?
Yeah.
When we used to play Sheffield United, was it?
Yeah.
Did we have Chesterfield in Rotherham in that?
No, I think we had a... I can't remember what cup was called, but it was Wednesday United. Was it Hallam, Sheffield, and... I don't know, was Stocksbridge and somebody else involved?
Was it?
I think so.
Can't remember that far back.
No, I can't.
Would you reintroduce that idea?
No.
Is it an idea of the past?
It's definitely of the past, that, I think.
Is it?
It'd be competitive against United.
Yeah.
But the others would just be running out B teams.
Yeah, true. True. Interesting.
Give young Erste a run out.
Well, how do you think he's going to do this season? Think he'll get in the team?
I can see him getting some benches.
Yeah. What, from B&Q? Way!
I did think to myself then, we've been too serious for too long. We need to chuck some kind of crap joke in there.
Have you had any good food?
Good food?
Just ever.
I have. I actually went to Rutland the other night. That was nice.
Where's that?
Down near the train station. On the corner. Just up from Forum, Sheffield Live, Spearmint Rhino. On the corner, the big yellow one with the big phlegm artwork outside.
I think I know it.
Yeah. It's a nice little boozer. Some good dishes in there. Really nice. Food.
Is it on the same road as Spearmint Rhino?
Yes.
On the end?
On the end, on the corner.
Oh, yeah, I know it, yeah. Homemade chips.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice.
Well, they got a new chef as well. So, like, we had some gin-infused salmon.
Did you? I'm not a big fan of gin. I don't know what's going on with this fad.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
The weirdest one was baby octopus. Like, I think it was supposed to be a paella, but it was more like risotto, and you could actually see the little baby octopuses with the legs and stuff.
No, don't give me that.
You wouldn't have touched it.
No way. I wouldn't have even sat in the same room as that. That's hideous. So we're back to every week.
I don't know why we just talked about food.
I'm just hungry. I'm staring at some bread. I'm thinking I'm going to toast that in a minute.
Yeah, but you got Marmite next to it, and that's just
come
horrible.
On, Marmite's amazing.
Yuck.
So should we do this every week, and then we'll leave this here, and then we'll come back to the
Are we going to set a day to record?
Yeah.
I think we need to do that, and then we can release it on a specific date that everybody can look forward to. Because Friday is a bad day to release a podcast, I think.
What day would you release it on?
Monday.
Okay. All right. Well, we can do Mondays or something if you want.
Okay.
It's probably not a discussion for the podcast, this, is it? I don't know. Oh, well.
You never know.
So, in the meantime, get on the Owls Talk forums, which is the address is, James?
It's www.owlstalk.co.uk.
Is it, in this day and age, do you still have to say www.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
No, you used to have to all the time, but I don't know why, because was there really an alternative? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think, if you think back, people used to have, like, different subdomains and stuff, didn't they? And
yeah,
wouldn't point to the right one.
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so we'll see you on owlstalk.co.uk, people. Thanks for listening to this. It was kind of a warm-up and a kind of get-back-in-the-swing-of-things type of podcast where we're both really ill and we're both trying to suss out the equipment that we use, which is never easy.
Hmm. And if you have any ideas for a future podcast, post on the forum.
Bukkake.
Bukkake. Not that one.
No. Right. Thank you and goodbye.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk, you're listening to Owls Talk FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.